Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 2nd of December. Your guess is as good as mine. This is 2020. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, hello.
Glad to have you with me. And also today, I have the other half of Team Nightmare, Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, it's Wednesday, everyone. We are halfway through the week, so don't be discouraged. Just keep going.
All right.
Whoa. What just happened here?
I don't know, Charlotte. This is weird.
I thought Andrew was on the show with me today.
Yeah. Did somebody replace him with Folger's Crystals? I'm not sure what's going on. All right. Well, what we actually showed up to talk about, which we are all extra motivated to do thanks to a pep talk from Andrew, is the App Store, because Apple has released App Store Awards. And these are actual awards. We did see a little video of them in the App Store. If you look today, there's an App Store story about these awards that they handed out, and it's these nifty looking 3D real life icons. They're like a slab of aluminum that's blue that looks like the App Store icon.
Basically, if your Mac Mini was an App Store logo, this is what the award looks like.
Yes.
And
you can see the physical app icon in a app story in the App Store, and it is thick.
Yeah,
I'm really here for it.
I thought it was nifty. It did kind of make me wish that they would sell me a blue Mac Mini though, because it looks really nice. Charlotte, I think you wrote this up, right? So,
yes,
take us through some of the highlights here.
So they did Apps of the Year and Games of the Year across the various platforms. We'll talk about the general theme in a minute, but let's just do the kind of top eight so far. So Apps of the Year for the iPhone was Wakeout. Mm-hmm. On the iPad, and I'm really sorry about this, it was Zoom. For the Mac, it was Fantastical.
Yes.
For the Apple Watch, it was Endel. Mm-hmm. And on the Apple TV, it was Disney Plus, which has made me laugh all day since I wrote this story.
And I contend that because Disney Plus looks so much like tvOS, it was the obvious choice.
Let's go with that, and they were playing nicely.
Yeah.
Games of the Year, one is on the iPhone is called Genshin Impact. Mm-hmm. On the iPad, it's called, I think Apple is doing this to troll me, actually, Legends of Runeterra. Have I said that right?
Probably.
Knows. On the Mac, it's Disco Elysium. On the Apple TV, it's Dendara Trials of Fear. Mm-hmm. And on Apple Arcade, it is Seeky Sasquatch.
Yes.
So that, and then they called out some other apps as well. And apparently 15 people will receive that, or teams of developers will receive that physical award.
I was excited to see that they picked, that they picked some tvOS anythings, particularly a game, because like we've talked here about like there aren't a lot of games. So now I have one to go look at, because if Apple thought it was great, then maybe it'll be really fun.
Have a go, yeah.
I chuckled at this story, Charlotte, because I tried Wakeout ages ago, like much earlier this year. And when I tried it, it basically overloaded me with notifications. And so I got mad at it and uninstalled it.
An app that plays a bit more hard to get.
Well, I like an app that is not a toddler and goes, hey, 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 like all the live long day. I don't need that. If I did,
it's really weird with friends,
I'd just have I'd just have a toddler if that's what I really wanted. if I needed that much bothering. Yeah. If I needed that much bothering. The other one was Sneaky Sasquatch. And the reason is because
this game made you mad.
Well, I played a few rounds of it and then I was like, I don't understand. This isn't fun. It's not obvious what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to go back to the Lego game because the Lego game and What the Golf was where I spent the bulk of my time when I was using Apple Arcade.
What the Golf. I've tried it. It's quite fun. It's not the one that keeps bringing me back.
Well, let's talk about that. What's the one that keeps bringing you back, Charlotte?
Okay, I have a problem and it's called Frogger.
Well, I know a number of people who have the same problem, so I think you're in excellent company.
We'll start a support group or something.
Yeah, you know, it'll be great. Andrew.
It was cool that it's in Apple Arcade. It is fun. It's very addictive and frustrating. And yes. I'll see you in about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I'm off to play it.
Welcome to the childhood of almost everyone of my particular vintage. Andrew, do you have a game of the year?
Yeah, so my game is actually also an Apple Arcade game. Mm-hmm. It's called The Last Campfire, and it's kind of a newer game. It was released, I think, in earlier November.
Oh, okay.
It's a really nice kind of a peaceful puzzle game / adventure game.
Oh, no.
You play as this character who is like got separated from the group and they can't follow them anymore. They have to forge their own path in the wilderness. And it's nice. You know, there are puzzles to solve. Like I said, it's not really anything too complicated, I guess. It's just, I don't know, it's relaxing. Like, there's good music. It's narrated in a way that it kind of feels like you're part of a story.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I just think it's cool.
My favorite games of all time on any device, anywhere, that you can play at all are Legend of Zelda. And part of it is because they are story games. And because there's puzzles. I think I'm going to have to cash in my Apple Arcade trial on my new device. And sit down with this.
So, as Angie was describing that game, it rang a bell with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, is this the game that I reviewed ages ago? If it's the one, yes, it is.
Okay,
it's lovely. He's right. It's lovely.
Okay, well, I will miss you all because apparently I have a game to go play.
There's another similar one that I reviewed ages ago where you follow the light, which is beautiful as well.
Oh, okay.
Sky?
Yeah.
I was looking at that.
Okay.
It's a much older one. It was from when Apple Arcade originally came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But those are all still available, and we know they've continued to add stuff, so that's pretty cool. My game of the year will probably shock nobody, and it's Pokemon Go. Because I've played it a lot, and part of that is I've been playing it more because they've made it easier as a person who doesn't go a lot of places. Because I didn't go a whole lot of places in the first place, but now I go I go places even less than I did before. So they've made some fundamental changes to how the game operates and what some of the mechanics are so that it's still viable to get to play from home. So I enjoy that very much.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that because Apple actually explicitly, when it was announcing all the winners, it explicitly mentioned Pokemon Go and how it had sort of recalibrated itself for indoor Pokemoning.
Yeah, and by extension, that includes Harry Potter Wizards Unite, which I also still play, they've made changes there as well. It's the same company behind both of those, like the fundamental mechanics of how they work. So that one has also been very nice to play. This summer they started making some fundamental changes to how stuff works, and they made it a lot more plausible to get to play the game and complete small tasks and things that you get assigned. So that was nice.
Yeah, actually, really quick, that's what I was going to ask you. Did they make it so that you can travel anywhere?
No, but in Wizards Unite, they've added the night bus, which takes you to a fortress so that you can do fortress battles even if you're at home. And they've added remote raid passes to Pokemon Go so that if somebody's at a gym, they can invite other people to join them at that gym, and then you cash in a remote raid pass and you can battle in that gym no matter where you are. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they've made it a lot easier. And it's a lot more fun because you get to raid with your friends without having to be there in person, which is also very handy. So I have enjoyed that very much. Now, Charlotte, they also gave us some apps of the year. And I know we kind of whipped through those, but what did they have for not games, we'll say.
Yeah, so the top ones were Wake Out, which you've mentioned, Zoom, which needs no introduction, Fantastical, which is a very popular calendar app from Flexibits, which I think you use, don't you, Kelly?
I do. It's my favorite, and it became my favorite because it was the first to use natural language parsing, where it sat in your menu bar and you just type in their lunch with Charlotte at noon tomorrow and it figures the rest out.
Oh, please, one day. And as I meant, Disney Plus is the Apple TV app of the year.
We'll take a minute and chuckle about that.
Lols. And Ender, which is quite nice. Mm-hmm. It's for the Apple Watch, but obviously you have it on your phone as well. It's a kind of focus and relaxing app. And as we're recording this show, they actually have a 50% offer on it in the App Store.
Ooh.
So check it out. If it seems appealing, you can get it at half price for a year. Interesting, one of my apps of the year, I think, is in that kind of vein as well. Mm-hmm. Which is Calm, which I think we've all needed a bit of this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, from kind of stretching routines to sleep stories, hi, Stephen Fry, to,
Thank you.
Breathing and meditation. All of that stuff is really nice in very weird and stress, for lots of different reasons, stressful times. So that's been a really good app. What other things? Oh, actually, we were discussing this off air. On my Apple Watch, all my favorite things are basically the Apple in-house apps, which is interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So like the workout app, those kind of things.
Yeah. My favorite on the watch is Drafts, because you can record.
That's interesting. I've never tried Drafts on the app.
I enjoy it very much because you just tap on it and you talk, and I will admit that I don't have a thick accent and I live in the U.S. where most of the Apple developers for Siri and everything live, so I don't have a problem having her understand me for the most part. So when I go in and hit record, I just whatever it is that's on my mind that I'm trying to capture really quickly, I can dump it in Drafts from my arm, and I enjoy that very much. And so I use that regularly, and that makes me very happy. Another thing for my watch, which is sort of a side benefit, which is a thing that I don't think gets near enough attention, and maybe it's just because it got all the attention when it initially started and has faded away, but I am... I don't know what you call it when you're even later than fashionably late to the party, but I just now got a machine that has Touch ID. And one of the nice things about a lot of machines is that you can, whether it has Touch ID or not, if it's a more recent model, you can unlock your computer with your watch, and you can approve things on your watch that are happening on your computer. Like, you can enter your password, or you can double click the side button on your watch and it will it'll be the same as entering your password. Like, you've approved the thing, so your computer can do whatever it needs to do. I've been doing a lot of that, and it's been making me very happy for the last week. So that's very, very exciting, in my opinion. So related to Charlotte's app of the year, or the app of the year, Calm, which Charlotte, you said you've enjoyed. I use 10% Happier, and it has made me at least 10% happier this year. And it's a lot of guided meditation. And there's some sleep stories and things in it, or some sleep meditations anyway. And it's a mix of guided meditation and sort of lightly guided meditation. So like, if you know what you're doing and you don't need somebody to talk you through it, you can do that. They have a load of different topics. They have a section for pandemic sanity, I think they call it. Which, which is, has like dealing with change and living with uncertainty and all this kind of stuff that you can sort of work through. And I've been enjoying that very much. And what I like about it is that it doesn't have a lot of, the woo piece of what people usually think about with meditation. And, they make meditation just sort of a thing that can happen where you are instead of being a whole thing. And so it's a lot more approachable, which is the thing I like about it. So, yeah. Now, Andrew, you have an app of the year as well.
Yes. So I discovered an app earlier this year. It's called Copilot, and it is a financial sort of budgeting money management tool. And it's one of those cool things where you kind of set it and forget it. You can add a whole bunch of different accounts, bank accounts, loans, investment accounts, and then it kind of just keeps track of everything for you. You can use it to set a budget, add any recurring expenses you have, like maybe subscriptions, and you can like add categories to different transactions you have too. It will send you a notification when you get paid too, which is cool. So it uses this service called Plaid, which can like, it's a some kind of bank transfer thing, an API that lets banks and these kinds of apps talk to each other. And so it supports a lot of different types of accounts. And I just think it's really nice. And it is a money app. It plugs into your bank accounts. But I've read their privacy policy. I'm personally satisfied with it. They do say, they promise they will never share or sell your data with third parties. So, but unfortunately, Charlotte can't use it because it's only available with U.S. banks.
Oh, okay.
Interesting, yeah.
Now, Charlotte, I know you had an app of the year as well.
Well, as well as Calm.
Yeah.
There's been a couple of things I've enjoyed using, but what else have we got? There's been a few things that have come out. There's been some extra games I've enjoyed. So we've had, like, the latest version of Football Manager has appeared, which is always good fun. Mm-hmm. Which I'm always very proud of, and it appears you can use the same version on iPad and iPhone, and that works, and you can save your game in iCloud and keep going, so that's good.
That's nice.
I do enjoy that one. I do enjoy little good. Things like yeah. that. Yeah. And actually, you mentioned drafts before, and I'm a huge fan of drafts, but I think we've covered that previously. But my 2020 obsession, and I'm hesitated to confess this on the show, but my 2020 obsession has become TikTok.
Okay.
I know. And it's, look, whatever, you can judge me, but it's great fun. It's like light relief from you know, the real world. People are doing some really fun creative stuff there. The algorithm that sends you stuff you like is scary good. And yeah, I've enjoyed it. I'm far too old to make a TikTok, but I enjoy seeing the clever, funny, creative things that people do.
That was my question, if you've gone viral yet.
No.
The coronavirus.
Yes, in a year of viral, I have not. I would not. It's interesting, like, people put a lot of effort into the stuff they create on there. It's very clever, and it's, you know, in where lots of other social media platforms can have a lot of horrible.
Yeah.
The TikTok, different parts of TikTok I've found myself and have always been very nice, so.
Excellent. Yeah. I am still not on TikTok, but a fair amount of stuff from there gets shared to Twitter and other places, so I have seen some of it, and I, too, have been in awe of the creativity that goes into some of these. And then seeing like the duet feature where like you can riff off someone else's video has also been endlessly entertaining in the few that I've seen. So yeah. So Charlotte's going to go install Drafts on her watch, and Andrew's going to reinstall Pokemon Go. So we have to go. That's going to do it for us today. If you have picks, or if you have fundamental disagreements with ours, maybe you play Kingdom Rush all the time like I do instead of Clash of Clans. You can get a hold of us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. And I am especially interested in hearing from you if you have a really fun game that you play on Apple TV. I definitely want to know more about that. So otherwise, that's going to do it for us today. So Charlotte, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm off to play some Frogger.
Andrew, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Andrew's off to budget. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.